We're back. It's Bird Brains. It's me and Chris and John. And if you don't know who me is, don't even worry about it.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we go.
That's Scott. That's who that is.
Who me is. Me fail English.
COVID style.
John, where did you get that dope flat brim hat? That's what we were talking about before I hit the record button. So we might as well just jump right in right there.
That's right. Where do you get your hokey gear?
Where all good things are bought these days, Amazon, which is our new favorite driver. I feel like the Amazon driver stops by our house at least twice or three times a day. So
100%. 100%. Mine's a Campus Emporium, though. You gotta go to Campus Emporium. That's the spot.
That's legit.
Man. For the record, I don't know why we're doing this. We're not getting advertisement. First of all, we have two listeners before we took a year and a half off. So we have a listener. Maybe our moms might listen.
We record podcasts when we don't have seasons and they aren't going to have one instead of during actual seasons.
Right now we're on pace for one podcast per game that we're going to have this year. Tops. Tops.
It's the lighter side right now that everybody needs, right?
What you guys can't see is Chris, like, in the backdrop of a bunch of Tennessee paraphernalia. I don't even know.
Somebody made a big move here.
That's Lane Stadium in Kessel Coliseum. You can't tell that.
I wouldn't know from that bright orange pennant right below it.
In office.
Oh, man. And it's so weird to see the sunlight and, like, a tree outside your window, John. Like, what's going on?
Texas sunset, baby.
Central time. You guys have the COVIDs over there? Is that a thing in Texas?
I don't think so.
I've heard about that. Everybody acts like Texas is off the charts. We're normal. We're living it just the same way. We're in this COVID thing with everybody else.
We're all in it together. And by in it, I mean the house.
We're all in it together.
Yep.
Right.
So do you guys think the season, any kind of season, is going to happen?
I hope so.
I say yes. I say we get at least 2 weeks.
The UVA game. That's all you want.
2 weeks would be good. 2 weeks would be real good.
That's what I want. But I really do think we'll get 2 weeks.
On any level, is that because there's a seven-day incubation period? So, like, we'll get through game one, and then they won't know everybody's got COVID until game two, until after game two?
I think all these false positive tests that happened over the weekend in the NFL definitely helps college, because they're going to be like, they're false. This isn't right.
They're fine. Chris, when does the SEC start? Like, their season's later than us, right?
The 26th. Yeah, they start 2 weeks after ours.
Okay, so I do agree in the fact that, because I wonder if the SEC will even play, and so it's like, they might just start and things go haywire, and then it's like 2 weeks in, they're like, all right, we're just not going to do it. Nobody's going to do it. And at that point, we bring the Commonwealth Cup back, and then we're like, yes. All right, it's cool.
And then we actively fight against the manufacturer of a vaccine so we can hold the Commonwealth Cup forever.
Wow, this sounds like a great plan.
So you know, does the Big 12 and Pac-12 is not playing. So is the Big 12, Pac-10 or whatever they are, is the Big 12 going to actually play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big 12's playing.
So are they playing as
long as Texas says okay?
That's right.
I just picked like the quietest room in the house, and then Jen just literally walked in here and turned on a Bats fan, like
guest speaker,
straight into here. And she just, I'm just gonna take a, if you don't mind, a little ambient noise. I'm gonna take a shower in the back corner over here. So I'm sorry, because of that, I completely missed the point. The Big 12 is starting at the same time we are, or are they starting later?
Same time, a week off.
So maybe we do get 2 weeks. So let's say, is our first game Boston College or something? Who do we start with?
NC State, man. Bring it on.
I haven't been paying attention because it hasn't lived in my mind as like a real possibility on any level. So
Charlie Wiles is coming back to Lane Stadium.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's gonna be good.
So if we go 2-0, NC State, UVA, and then the season is canceled, can we claim a national championship?
Yes.
We can just claim undefeated, and I will buy that T-shirt.
Ooh, yes!
Do you have a UCF? Yeah, do you have a UCF undefeated T-shirt from?
They have like a parade and everything. That would be
just
awesome.
Just undefeated. Nice. It's like 2020 undefeated season. It's like nothing else. No record on there. Or anything. Just undefeated.
2-0, like 2-0 in the size print that's like on the back of a high school graduation T-shirt where everybody's name is in there. So it's just like so small you can read it with a magnifying glass.
Would you guys be a little bit bitter? So let's say we do end up playing a lot of games, and we do end up like 7-0, and we're actually like hitting on all cylinders. You know, this is obviously very hypothetical. Like lots has happened at this point. Mm-hmm. And then the season gets canceled. Like, would that be worse than just not playing? Because you're just like, oh, we actually were pretty good.
You have the schedule in front of you. When is the Clemson game? Are we going 7-0 with a win over Clemson?
That's the last game. So I'm saying like 7 or 8 weeks in, we're cruising. We're like, wow, we beat UNC. We beat Miami. Obviously, very hypothetical. But.
The ACC set it up so it's playoff in the very last week of the season. So they, without Notre Dame, they've seeded it. Clemson 1 seed, Virginia Tech 4 seed, UNC 2 seed, Miami 3 seed. And so the last week are those teams playing each other.
What's Notre Dame? Who are they playing last week?
They didn't put them in. I don't even know who they have last game.
Because Notre Dame told the ACC – we're not coming unless you give us the best schedule. We want only pink Starburst in the locker room, and we want.
Yes.
After teams like, I don't even like pink Starburst.
They gave we want name. So Virginia Tech and Clemson have to play in the last week. Miami and UNC have to play in the last week, and they gave Notre Dame Syracuse.
This is the most ACC thing ever, right? They're like, we're not getting to game 10. It's not happening. And they're like, let's put these really cool games at the very end, get everybody excited about it. Like, that's like, what? But those are the beginning. I will say that, like, the fact that you're at least not hearing about a bunch of players getting sick in like fall camp or summer camp here is like at least somewhat encouraging, right? I mean, even if we're all lying about it.
I agree. Yeah.
I like Chris's conspiracy theory though about Clemson.
Absolutely.
You've been reading some like conspiracy.com stuff, dude.
That's not even a conspiracy. That's 100% that they were trying to get everybody sick ahead of time. 100%.
Yeah, definitely. No other team has like more than 5 players, and Clemson has 75 players. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
They have more than a travel squad full of people.
Were they, how did that even happen? Was that like the COVID lollipops or something? Or like,
they're just like, guys, we are sleeping in this locker room together. We are a team.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you were 11 or 12 and didn't have
chicken pox, joining arms.
Yeah, and didn't have chicken pox yet, and your mom just put that blanket over you filled with chicken pox. Like, you're getting this right now.
Instead of blood brothers, they're like, you cough in my mouth, I'm going to cough in yours.
All right, dude, this is crossing the line. Whoa.
So, but John, to answer your question the way I feel about it, is that's a dream scenario. If we go 7-0 and then they cancel the season, we can be like, oh, what would have been? That was our year. We could recruit off that, all this stuff. And
very
you don't
true.
Ever have to watch us lose to Clemson, which is inevitable. They are so that's much very more talented.
Wow, great point. Because that's really, I mean, at this point, like, that's the best Virginia Tech will do in the fact of, like, the what if, you know? And so that would be actually best case scenario, now that I think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, the loss to Clemson isn't inevitable. Like, all teams are beatable. It's just that, like, this Virginia Tech
especially
team is
with
not,
their fans.
This team's not going 10-0 and winning in two games in the playoffs and winning the national championship.
Let me ask you this. When is the last time in a regular season, not this season, that Virginia Tech won 7 ACC games? When is the last time we did that?
And you're 4
in a row.
Yeah, 2000. 2010, maybe 2010, probably. It's got to be an ACC championship year, and those are so far ago, so long ago.
So far ago
and long ago. Space, you guys don't understand. Don't make me explain space time to you, but it's really complicated. I'm not. It's probably above you.
Space time.
What? I don't know, man. Maybe the Gerard Evans year.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like a distant?
We won 7. I think we won 6.
Are you asking me facts? I don't know facts.
It doesn't matter. Either way, if we win 7, that means that we beat UVA, UNC, Louisville. If we win 7.
It is impossible for you to get excited good, about it.
Yeah, that'd be a good schedule. Start.
Even this year's schedule, like, which you look at it on paper, you're like, that is awesome. We're actually going to get to play teams from outside the division. It's like not all just coastal teams. And then you're like, yeah, but it's Louisville. Remember, like, ignore your rankings. Like, remember when we played Louisville in the, like, Elvis Dumervil? Is that – who am I thinking of?
Yeah. Me and John were down there, Jacksonville.
And you're still like
– we saw Marcus Vick's last game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were so cocky and confident.
And then you're still like, yeah, but this is Louisville. It's not like – I mean, if this was playing them with Rick Pitino as their basketball coach, it's something.
I just don't think you like the
ACC. It's like Cincinnati. It's like you beat a, you know, number 7 ranked Cincinnati team at some point. It's like, all right, I don't know. I'm still Cincinnati.
Yeah, I do. I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm like an ACC purist if originally the ACC had Virginia Tech in it. That's how I feel about it. It's like it doesn't count unless it's like Florida State. You know, Florida State, Clemson, NC State. Am I missing anybody? UVA? UVA, but just because of the rivalry, not because they're a good football school, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we 100% sure we're beating UVA this year? Because I'm not 100% sure of anything anymore.
I think so. I think so, yeah. Because it's the second game of the year, too. Like, our guys, I mean, I know NC State's on the schedule as the first game, but you know our guys have circled that as, like, their motivation right now. They're thinking the same thing. What we just started with is like, just get the 2 games and let us beat them. And then whatever happens after that's fine.
How hard do you think it would be to actually stay motivated in like August camp for this season? Like to stay focused on this is actually,
yeah, I was thinking
happen.
That. Yeah. Yeah. It's gotta be really tough on the guys.
Yeah. You gotta be pretty single-minded, which is not describing any one of the 3 of us. It's our conversation so far.
Yeah.
It's crazy how I feel like a lot of – maybe it's just because we follow Virginia Tech, but we get so many headlines of, like, Caleb Farley opting out and transfer portal guys, but UVA's had a ton in the past month. Like, they're starting running back.
Oh, really?
They're starting running back opted out. They had a wide receiver go down for the year with, an ACL tear. They've had, like, 3 offensive go into the transfer portal in the last month.
Wow.
That's because it's UVA, and it's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, you know. So it's like if it's is it UVA, is it actually news in terms of football? It's crazy to think though that like they have a national championship in basketball, like. And
I know.
Are going?
Man, you had to bring that up.
I'm sorry, man. Were we not talking about that ever? Is that what our policy was? Never talk about that.
We literally had 2 rules on the podcast. That was one of them.
Saw it happen. I still don't believe it.
It would be funny if the podcast just ended right there, and then we had an issue, a statement that was like, we agreed to never talk about this, and like they closed out their podcast. Sorry, my bad. Never happened.
I turned it off. So I did turn it off, and Chris, you probably did the same thing. With like a minute left, I turned it off, and I was like, I can't say that I ever saw that happen. Like,
I never watched a minute of the game, and I still haven't.
Because you knew?
Wait, you never really watched it?
I literally never turned it on, and I also, for 2 weeks after that, did not watch or read anything with sports. And I literally have not ever seen a headline.
But you knew. Somebody texted you? You knew right away?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. Obviously.
The worst. It was the worst.
I could not do that to my
I actually flew into Denver that night. I'll never forget. I flew into Denver. It was kind of like, you know, it's like, where were you when? I got to the hotel and, like, turned it on, like, and it was, like, 3rd quarter. And they were losing, I think, to Texas. I'm like, all right, cool. That's fine. You know, they got there and all that. And then I just couldn't, it was like a train wreck. I couldn't stop. And then there at the end, I was just like, I can't believe this is going to happen. So I just had to turn it off. I was like, yeah, this is not good. And then I just lamented for a little bit. I was like, okay, dude, we're going to get one at some point. And I was like, you know what? Maybe baseball. How about that? We can do that.
To hang on to that hammer throw national championship. That's what you need to be celebrating. Do you do what I do? Like when I watch Malcolm Brogdon in the NBA, I'm like, nah, this guy's no good. This guy's junk. Even though he's like really good, like super good. I was like, nope. Mm-mm. This guy's nothing. He'll never amount to anything. Starting point guard in the NBA.
John, when you watch the Mavericks play and you see Dorian Finney-Smith, do you think about the Hokies? And then you see Montrezl Harrell and you're like, wow, those two Hokies could have been playing together if we still had Seth Greenberg.
Speaking of this, can you hear what John's saying? No.
You can hear me?
Now we can, yeah. Now we can. Oh man. Anyway, John's gonna say something really deep and you're missing it. You're all missing it.
Oh man. It's so good.
Dude, speaking of that though, while John gets his stuff figured out, I tell you I saw Seth Greenberg.
Yeah, you told us.
Oh yeah, you gotta tell us that story.
Oh, well, John, your volume is amazing now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll get close then.
Oh, that's good.
All right, well, don't get too close. We can catch COVID.
Come in here.
I was flying back actually to a recruiting career fair at Virginia Tech for my business. I'm sort of in business, you know, and I was down there recruiting as you do, and I flew through the Atlanta airport, and my gate to go from where Atlanta to Roanoke was right next to the gate to go from Atlanta to Connecticut. So Reese Davis and Seth Greenberg walk around the corner and I was like, oh man, like I gotta go say something to these guys. So I walk up to them. I'm wearing Virginia Tech stuff, of course. I don't own anything not in Virginia Tech. And I was like, hey coach, I just wanted to say that I really appreciated watching your teams. It was a lot of fun. And thank you. And he was like, oh, thanks, man. That's really nice. And I think he was like trying to like, he saw the Roanoke gate and he was trying to hide from it a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
like last minute. And so I think he was surprised that I wasn't like, I don't know, boo this man or whatever. So then I'm not a fanboy. Reese Davis turns and is like, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, good. Reese Davis.
Did you call him Mr. Reese Davis?
Dude, I called him Mr. Reese. Because I wasn't going there to speak to Reese Davis. I'm not like...
You went for Seth.
He was so nice. He didn't have to talk to me, right? Like, there was no obligation for him to speak to me. So I went there to talk to Seth and just say something nice to Seth and, like, be done with it and not bother them on, like, a late night flight. So... I was just not prepared. I was on no level prepared to speak to Reese Davis. I had nothing planned for him, not even his name, whether to like game plan first name or last name. I was just like, well, so what he thinks now about all people from Virginia Tech is that they are stuttering morons. That's what Reese Davis, in a nutshell, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're welcome, Hokie Nation.
He's like, oh, coach, I see what you're talking about. It's like
man,
that's why you left. Okay. Hey, unrelated, but when you guys are in the airport, this is just between us, right? do you ever like when you're walking by a gate, because I don't know if this is actually a bad thing or not, but do you ever like try to guess where the people are flying to that are standing at the gate without looking at the city? Because I do this awesome. All the time. I'm being dead serious.
So many.
But I look at it, I watch a gate, and I'm just kind of like, so then once again, this is just us circle here. And
like, trust tree.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe Scranton. And then it's like, wow, Bozeman, Montana. I did not picture that. I did not.
Oh, dude. You're hating on Bozeman. Have you been to Bozeman? It's an awesome place.
Have you ever gotten one right?
It's great from Dallas because there's so many like different flights from everywhere, you know? So it's just like if you did that in Roanoke, you'd be like, it's either Chicago or Atlanta or Charlotte.
It's one of three places. Yeah.
In Dallas, it's like, I don't know. It could be Hawaii. It could be like, you know, London, you know, you just never know where you're walking by. So it's kind of fun.
I feel like you can pick apart a Texas flight pretty easily though, right? Like
oh,
a
whole come on.
Group of people going to Texas, like, well, there's no other group of people wearing cowboy hats and cowboy boots.
Oh, no. Oh, everybody hates on Dallas.
I'm not even hating on it. I'm just saying, like, if you look at a plane load of people and three of them are wearing cowboy hats, which is not a high percentage for Dallas, like they're going to Dallas or Houston. There's only two places they could possibly be going.
It's good odds. Or Bozeman.
or Bozeman. Yeah, there's a lot of ranching in Bozeman.
Yeah.
We had a whole like topic list.
Oh, right. should we start again and then do that?
Yeah,
I think we could dive right into the where you would take a recruit. Since we were just talking about Scott recruiting, obviously, mm-hmm. We can dive into take a recruit to get your meal to go right now.
Yeah. Well, before we do that, when was the last time you were back in Blacksburg? When was the last time you were black in Blacksburg?
I would say, I mean, for me, I've been there, but – I mean, it was probably, I guess Thanksgiving last year, you know?
Okay, so not that long ago. Well, yeah you guys have the Hillsville connection, so you're going to be, I got you. All right. And I mean, I was back there in February, so really not that long ago. I just wanted I just wanted to see if you, like, have a sense of what is available. Like, things that, we, you know, used to be there aren't there, so.
What if we said what we would have gone to when we were in college?
You gotta remember that the person that you're taking on this recruiting visit is 16. So
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are they from Texas?
By the way, you guys are gonna be loving these Texas recruits we got, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
These are man-childs coming in.
I'm not judging. I think Texas is a great place. I'm not even trying to mess with Texas. I'm just saying you could tell that flight is not going to California. It's 100%. All right, Chris, where are you taking a recruit?
I think it has to be takeout because we're saying it's during COVID time.
During COVID time? Yeah. All right.
So it's got to be takeout, and then you're taking him to the duck pond, obviously.
Duck pond. Here's a place that you should know is really idyllic and you'll never come back here again unless you're dating someone.
All right. So let's say you're getting to go and you're taking it to the 50-yard line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I think you order it and you bring them into the, like, the press box.
Well, it's got to be outside.
And you're overlooking the stadium, telling them, like, you know.
Why are you guys – have both just been fired as my director of recruiting. Why are you making it – this kid walk to wherever you're taking them to then just get it the Uber Eats, get it the liver.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
True.
Right.
So yeah, that's a good point. I think I'm getting the livery wings from Bull and Bones because their wings are legit.
Oh, nice.
And I mean, every 16-year-old love wings. I mean, how can you
all right. be
wrong? Like, personal preference, I'd probably go Cabo Fish Taco, but wings at Bull and Bones, legit.
I think, I mean, how can you not do a sub for McAdoo's? Like,
ooh, McAdoo's.
I mean, because that's, like, legit. Like, you only get that in Southern Virginia, and it's the best sandwich. And, like, you know these guys. Like, you get the French dip, you know? Like, you know these guys want some food, so.
Dude, when Jen and I, her cousin was at Tech. He's I don't know, 10 years younger than us. Maybe a little more. We went down there his freshman year and we took him to McAdoo's and he was like, he was rushing a fraternity. This was the fall of his freshman year. He was probably still drunk when he got to McAdoo's, you know, at dinner time, as you do on a Saturday. And he was like, can I order two meals? Sure, sure, $10. You got it. And then he gave me mono. It was pretty good time. Pretty good. We didn't even make out. Nice. He was just like, he hadn't eaten. He hadn't slept. I was like, I mean, I don't know if I got mono, but I got like adult sick. And he was like, I'm good.
That's funny.
McAdoo's is a strong pull. I feel like I feel like, I mean, but it's got to be West End, right? You got to explain.
Yeah.
To them,
like, I mean,
I didn't know on campus food was part of
that.
You got to think outside the bun, man. Come on. You know what? I would say my go-to though is souvlaki. I don't think it's going to impress any recruits, but that's the place I have to go if I'm in town.
Why do they always like on game day or just in general when they have games, like, they always go there, like, for like, that's like the place that the newscasters, I feel like, go and they eat it and they're like, wow, this is like so Blacksburg. And I'm like, I don't know, I rarely went there, to be honest.
I've never seen a single Greek person in Blacksburg. it's because they had that, like, isn't souvlaki the one that used to have the graveyard for
prime location, like souvlaki has prime location.
Yeah,
you know, back in the day what I would have taken people to is Mike's,
yeah,
for burgers.
The burger place,
yeah.
Oh, so good. You know, I actually, heard... what, Chris?
No, go ahead.
Were the pizzas at PK's really good, or was it just the quarter flip that was good?
Yeah, just the flip. The pizza
that was so fun.
Do I have to turn in my diploma if I tell you guys I've never been to the quarter flip and don't know what that is, or the Tijuana toss?
What?
Really?
I mean,
oh man,
you don't know,
man,
you don't know what times. It is.
I don't. I understand. I guess loosely, I understand the concept, I've never been. It's on like a Tuesday night or something, isn't
you,
it?
I will say this. So before I explain it, I did major in architecture, and I majored in hospitality management.
Yeah,
I had a lot more free Tuesday nights.
You did take me to the first time we ever hung out was like to some random Chinese restaurant that I couldn't find today, and you're like, it's really good, and we're like, you've been here before? You're like, no, but I heard it's really good.
I said it's all you can eat, and you go, it's a buffet? No, but it's all you can eat. It'll be enough.
Oh my god, that's exactly what you said. Oh man, I can vividly remember.
It's all you can eat. It's not a buffet, but it's gonna. It really is all you can.
Oh god, that's dumb. Oh man. All right. So
Chris, you tell him about the PK toss.
So you get a pizza and then they come to, it's not that difficult. They come to your coin and they
and then what?
And then if you call it correctly, then you get your pizza for free or half off?
Free. Free. It's all free. Everything.
Yeah, free. Yeah, everything you got is free.
Yeah.
But you had to order it first. You had to it has to all be there.
Yeah.
They come with
the you order everything first. It's when like they're bringing the ticket, flip it, you get it right, it's free.
I wonder what the percentage really of Dine and Dash was there though. Like
probably 50.
Oh, I bet it was half. I mean, it was just as much as the toss probably.
Is the Tijuana toss the same? Is that what the Tijuana toss is? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds really fun.
I don't know if they do it anymore, but it was a blast.
You're saying that's where they should take recruits?
No.
If they're giving the food away, it's not that good. You don't hear people like Roost Chris be like, hey, I'm gonna toss a coin, and if it's heads, it's all free. Like,
yeah,
no, that's a $30 steak, buddy. You're gonna go ahead.
Why did we all choose places that are so cheap? Like, you know, Nick Saban is picking the most expensive place ever.
What's the most expensive place in Blacksburg, though?
Yeah.
Bull and Bones, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, that's probably part of it. It's probably like it's. It's the home place? Where's the team meal?
Oh yeah, but that's not a 16-year-old doesn't want to hang out there.
No, you got
the farmhouse. Like,
the farmhouse.
Yeah.
The
parents do. You know, like you want to take the parents there.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and they're all going to get car sick on the. Oh, no, that one's in Christiansburg. What's the one that's like out in the mountains? It, like, it's family style.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
That's the home place. You were right.
Yeah. The home place, yeah. Where they had the family style.
I rode in the back of like a Ford Explorer there one time, like getting car sick the entire time because like on the mountain roads and I like, can't see anything. And I was like, oh, I bet this food looks delicious and I'm going to vomit on it.
I did the same thing. I was driving, I think, and I got sick.
I think we might need to work on our recruiting pitch. You know, I can see why it's not going as well as it could go. No. Yeah.
Let's not share our ideas.
We're getting free pizza from PK's and taking them to the duck.
Chris is taking them on a date to the duck pond. The recruit's gonna end up being like, "Are you hitting on me? What is?"
This is how we get all the 3-star guys.
Sad laughter. Oh man. Sad laughter.
Chris, that stat you had was pretty interesting of all the other states' recruiting rankings.
Yeah.
Scott, what they would have been in Virginia.
Chart I found, they posted somewhere, I'm sure you probably saw it on the Key Play, of what the recruit, what they're ranked in their own state, but what they would have been ranked in the state of Virginia. Pretty interesting.
It's like, so it's sad if you look at California and happy if you look at West Virginia, depending on your perspective.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, like our number one recruit this year is 36th in California, but he'd be top 10 in Virginia. Like, he was, you know.
And then all those guys, I mean, like,
Virginia recruits, you know.
The Texas was kind of crazy. Like, the guy that's like 139th in Texas, but he'd be like 18 in Virginia, right?
Yeah. That was kind of wild.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
I will say, like, I do appreciate that our coaching staff doesn't seem to care about, like, your recruiting ranking at all. I mean, look at a guy like Dalton Keene. Right. That dude left early for the NFL. And what was he, like, a 3-star, you know, nobody out of Colorado, essentially? It's like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, they definitely rely heavy on their own scouting, which is cool. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. May not win them many fans, but the Virginia Tech popular.
it wins zero fans and zero ACC champions.
It hasn't turned into a winning season yet, but.
No, we got one, but not based on like Fuente recruits. It's turning around though. It's gonna. It is.
Our year.
I think it is our year to go 2-0. Fine.
You all are right though. I'm definitely getting an undefeated T-shirt if we go 2-0 and they can't.
And if they don't make them, we'll make them. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm printing.
Even if we go 1-0.
I'm printing them for any team that goes 1-0. People will buy those T-shirts. We can. It can be bird brains all over it. 1-0 on the back.
1-0.
Yeah,
I think Fuente already has the 1-0 T-shirts because they have that every week. That's like the slogan.
Yeah.
That's every even just a model.
You think they even talk about it if they don't go 1-0? They're just like, well, on to the next one.
That's right, because the next week's already started to go 1-0.
Yeah.
I would say this is going to be a year where, you know, there's always that slide with teams like. You know, I don't know who we play late, but let's say we play Miami a little bit later in the year and they've already lost 2 or 3 games. You know, I think there's going to be a huge drop where those players are just like, I don't care. You know, I'm not even like you guys are talking about the motivation right now in August. Think about that in October after like some teams have dropped out, all this kind of stuff. It's like, I don't know. And so if you can stay ahead in the game, you might be okay. So, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think like if you have NFL aspirations and your team is not winning, you're going to be like, checked out. I'm done with this. Yeah. I don't need to lay my body on the line.
Once you've like proven yourself, you know.
Yeah.
That DN that opted out for Miami, that was a bigger deal than Caleb Farley opting out. It was huge.
I know nothing about any of this. Do you know anything about this, John?
I know. I actually know that. No, I don't.
So Miami has two defensive ends that are essentially going to be top 10 draft picks, and one of them opted out. So they were going to have like one of the best D lines in the country. But
wow,
the one that's going to be a top five pick overall in the draft, he opted out. So,
wow.
Good for the Hokies.
How does Clemson, like, keep all these people together?
I know. I was actually wondering the same thing.
It's because they have a chance to win the national championship. So, like, if you're on a team where you know you don't really have a chance to win a national championship, you're not – you're going to opt out, especially if you're going to be a first-round draft pick. But if you got a chance to win a national championship, you're staying on that team. Like, you're staying.
Yeah.
So, let's say somehow we get through the entire season. Do you completely devalue this year's national championship? You got to factor in the fact that Big Ten is not going to play until January, maybe. Pac-12, same way.
I don't think so. Like, my thought is that this year could be in some ways harder than other years. I know that sounds funny, but the fact that you're not playing any of these, like, scrap schools, you know, and, like, you really – I mean, to come to it in the year
– you're still playing Wake.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm more speaking if we were in the SEC or, like, one of those – you got to think you're going through Power 5 for 10 straight weeks and the ACC championship and the playoffs against, like what would have really changed the difference? I mean, Ohio State would have been in there and, like, probably Oklahoma or one of those teams. But, like, for the most part, you're going to still play, like, the best teams. And so I think and your conference slate is harder than it was before. So I think, especially for the SEC, if somebody comes out of the SEC undefeated, that's crazy that they would win 10 games in a row. That's wild.
Yeah. I don't mean I guess I don't think about the playoffs as much as, like, the regular season. And I think, you know, there are going to be those teams in the end that are just not, you know, that top five players, like a game changer defensive end is not on that team. So it's not like, yes, it's a Power 5 team. And now maybe, like, transfers will change a lot of that stuff too, because you get guys, like, transferring in. And maybe a guy like Justin Fields actually chooses to just leave and say, no, I got to go play somewhere. But if he comes to Virginia Tech, he'll never get approved. He'll never get cleared by the NCAA.
It has to be us.
Our compliance department is messing something up. Like, yeah. Hands down, messing something up.
There's no – so if you go around, like, the tech message boards, everybody will be like, everybody. The vocal people will say, oh, the NCAA has it out for Virginia Tech. Like, no, they can't – that's a complete waste of time. There's no way we're not important enough for them to have it out for us. It has to be something with our compliance department.
It's like the people that said for 3 straight years that the NCAA tournament did not want Virginia Tech in there. You guys think that?
I mean, I know. I think that's 100% true.
Oh, really? Okay. Legitimate. Yep, legitimate.
I do think that the NCAA selection committee did not like Seth Greenberg.
Why would they have cared? I don't understand that they would care that much. That still baffles me. I'm like,
I just feel like maybe you've never been a spiteful person. I feel like it's impossible that you don't hold a grudge. I mean, if they like team Buzz had teams that were equal in resume, or close to equal in resume to Seth's teams that were like,
oh, right, all,
completely on the Buzz bubble, and Buzz's teams would be like, oh, you're a 12 seed, you know,
a 9 seed, yeah, I mean,
yeah, or 9 seed or something, right?
Yeah, that's just like
I can't believe we got seeded. What did we get seeded for last year?
Yeah,
oh man,
2 years ago,
so and 19, close to the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8.
Yeah.
That was really easy.
Yeah.
Mm.
We were a 4 seed.
Well, we were good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave us easy wins.
We weren't a 4 seed. Were we really?
I don't know.
I appreciate our commitment to not one of us opening the internet and checking any of these things. All of the answers are literally at our fingertips. And
let's be a millennial and just not know. I think millennials don't Google stuff as much as we do. I think they just let it
run. Absolutely.
I think just let it go. How about just not know?
You're saying millennials just decide it's fine if I don't know this?
Yeah.
They write an email to someone.
That has been my experience also. Like, they just don't know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But we Google everything. Like, that's our thing.
Right.
You want to know what's messed up? We are millennials.
But barely. I definitely am. Are you, Scott?
Barely. I'm barely. I'm like, I just made the cutoff.
Are you 80 or 81?
80. I think they say it starts in I'm going to look it up. I am going to look this up.
I think it starts in 81.
No, you know what?
Chris definitely is. Chris is so millennial.
Actually, I do think maybe Chris has his finger on the pulse of the recruiting game. Maybe they actually want to be taken to the duck pond. They want to have to walk over there, get their own food. They don't want to deal with Uber Eats. And they want to walk back to the duck pond, have a nice, quiet conversation between the two of you and get to know you.
That's true.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, I heard that Tennessee also had a couple of guys, or one big guy that didn't get accepted for, like, the transfer thing, right?
Yeah, tackle from Georgia who transferred.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, Knoxville born and bred, so, like, it's a big deal around here. He was in Knoxville and went to Georgia. He was, like, All-American for Georgia last year.
Why did he transfer?
Because his brother's now was a recruit coming to Tennessee, so now
he's
here to play, yeah.
That's crazy.
So it does happen to other schools where they don't get everyone they want cleared to play.
It's not just us. Kentucky also has a guy. I can't remember. It's like a quarterback from somewhere. But they're waiting on him, and they've been waiting on him. He actually, this guy, I guess, I just heard a story. I can't remember where, but he committed in 2019. Yeah, October of 2019 to Kentucky as a quarterback from somewhere. And they didn't approve it this year. So,
dude, tune into the Bird Brains pod for all your Kentucky football recruiting news.
That's great.
We actually lost to them in football.
Oh dude. Another game that I just wish I didn't see last year.
Oh man.
That felt so much like one of those you know, the back in the day Georgia Tech games, we would play Georgia Tech and you're like, we're not going to stop them.
Like, not back in the day. That's 2 years ago. That was literally two years ago. I was in the stands and I was like, I don't even know why I'm watching this game. We're not going to stop this drive. They're going to win. They're going to win. Because we just missed our opportunity. We have to stop them right now or they're going to go up two scores. And it is over if you're down two scores to Georgia Tech in the third quarter. It is over. There is not enough time left in the universe for you to beat them. Those are good days. Those are a good time. You know what, though? I'm excited. Maybe the new – I mean, how can you be excited to lose Bud Foster? But there's a new defensive scheme, right? Like, it could – what if it's awesome? Right, what if it's amazing? What if it's
great? Is Hamilton really the guy? I don't know.
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's legit.
It's all about end game. I mean, for a defense, it's all about end game, so you don't know.
Was Justin Hamilton on the team when you were a manager?
No.
I knew Hamilton. I had classes with him.
Yeah, he's older than me.
He was in – I can't remember what his major was, but I probably had like four or five classes with him, and we were in some groups. He was a good guy. He's like a, you know, normal guy. He was one of the guys on the team that like wasn't a superstar. You know, some of those guys walk in and everyone's like, oh, that's – like he was just a normal guy, you know. But he still wore the baggy pants and –
I was a geology lab partner. Yeah, I don't know what the baggy pants are. I was a geology lab partner.
I'm just fixing the warm-ups, you know. You know, they used to have the hands down the pants in the front.
We talked about this before. Have you put your warm-ups on from Virginia Tech, or your athletic department warm-ups?
I don't think I have them.
They are the biggest pair of clothing on the biggest set of clothing on the planet. Did you watch that Michael Vick special? Did you look at his suit when he got, like, watch it again. Watch him put that suit on for the draft and then go put your Virginia Tech warm-ups on and be like, I used to walk around campus in these things. Like, I wore these everywhere. I would have worn them to church. I wore these out. They are ridiculously large.
Yeah, they are. That's true. Yeah. Chris, so by the time you got there, it was probably all tight, you know, skin.
They were pegging their pants again. It was all.
Well, Tyrod's a stylish guy, though. I mean, like when you were there, I mean, Tyrod. I don't know if he dressed like that in college, but he's on the.
No, he's got his plan together as far as what he's doing when his career's done. I mean,
really,
he's a smart dude. Yeah, he's going to be in the fashion industry for sure.
That's crazy. I'm excited. I really want to get a Chargers uniform with him.
You should.
I don't have a uniform yet for NFL, but I might do a tie rod.
Do you mean a jersey?
Yeah, when you say uniform, are you putting the pants on or are you like tying pads into them too? You get a punter's helmet so you can see the TV better, or what? Like, what face mask are you gonna wear?
I'm glad I got these hip pads in. These are the same hip pads that Tyrod wears. I tell you all right now.
I got the flak jacket. I got the same. He's the same flak jacket.
You guys know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Uniform. Your wife's gonna be like, "Why would you please stop wearing your cleats in the house? We've talked about this."
It's part. It's all part of the uniform.
This is Tyrod's cleats. He wears his cleats.
I'm even wearing his size. Those are not your size shoe. It doesn't matter. It's his uniform.
Jock strap.
It's his uniform. It's uniform.
I 100%. All right, we need to make a bet. We have to figure out what the bet is. If John loses, he has to wear the full Chargers uniform out to a neighborhood party whenever neighborhood parties happen again.
Like a tight bike pants with the pads.
All of it, dude. And make sure the kids are dressed normally. Carson can't be wearing
right.
a football uniform.
It
too.
Can't be some like Halloween, I'm fun with the kids. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good
stuff. It has to be on a Chargers game day. This is my uniform.
John, what do you firmly believe is going to happen this year? Is there something you're willing to bet on that where if you lose, you have to wear a Chargers uniform?
Man, I got to think about that one.
All right.
I'll come back to you. I know this is crazy, but I actually think they're going to play the whole season. I think we're going to play a whole college football season.
Okay. I like it. All right. If
you guys are like,
yes. Okay. If we don't play a full college season, and I don't mean playoffs, just the season, right? Does that seem fair? Just the regular season, or Chris, you want the full playoffs all the way there? Okay. So if we do not play the full college football season through the playoffs, resulting in the national champion.
Oh, I didn't say that. The season, regular season will happen.
No, if they play the regular season, they're going to be like, okay, now that we've played.
Forget the BCS.
And we only have four left. We're not going to let the four play.
No, because I don't think – I don't know if the Big 12 or some of those will continue, but I do think that, like, we're going to play our whole season.
All right, so he's looking for – right, so you know what? It doesn't matter because you're right, Chris. If we get through the full regular season, they're going to play the BCS games. The money is there. So John – if they don't make it through a full season, I'm so weird to be rooting for this now, but like if we don't make it through a full season, you need to wear
a full football uniform.
An entire Chargers uniform with hip pads and cleats and a sock.
I don't even know where do I get this from.
We will find out.
The key is that if anyone asks you why you have a Chargers uniform. Because I made a Virginia Tech bet.
Yeah. Right, and no further explanation is warranted. No,
that's all you need. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, you used to live in LA? Oh no, definitely not. I never lived in LA. Yeah.
And you have to wear this to a game watching party for any football game.
Well, what happens if we do it? What happens if we actually play the whole season? What do you guys get?
Ooh. If we play the whole season, if we don't play the whole season.
What's on the line?
Hey, I didn't create this bet. Scott, this is all you.
You're talking to the guy that had to run shirtless through the neighborhood because we beat whoever, Florida State, which should have never.
Oh, that was good.
I already said, that's why I'm out of this. I already said I think we're playing two games. So I already think that we're not playing the whole season.
If we do, I know, Chris,
that's the point.
Yeah.
I'm saying, you're so sure that we're not, then you need to say, okay, like, I don't think we are.
All right, if we do, we'll let our listener propose something.
All right, they can vote.
Yeah, he can vote for.
Let them vote for whatever we have to do.
For whatever our punishment is. Within reason, has to be rated G. We do have reputations. Right. Yeah.
I mean, John has a whole uniform on, so we have to keep our clothes on.
Yeah. Well, how long do I have to wear this for, though?
The entire game watching party.
Like, this is at the event. Like, you're going to watch Texas versus
You can take your helmet off when your personal squad is off the field.
Oh man, that's so stupid.
It's got to be a college game that you wear the whole Chargers uniform.
And like if you have a quarterback's face mask, you're
what about a Texas high school football game?
Perfect. Outside, do a Texas high school football game. Perfect. And if you're wearing a quarterback's like face mask, you're allowed to take your helmet off when your team is on defense, because clearly you wouldn't be in the game then, but you have to put it back on when you're back on offense. And you have to stick to that.
So
you have to drink through a straw.
All right, I want to give one caveat. If we don't play any games, though, it's watch. The bet is off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the bet's
off
the table.
We have to start the season.
Yeah, that's a –
We have to play a game.
I will say also, if, like, for some reason, the reason the season cancels is nothing to do with COVID, the bet's off the table, just like it would be in Vegas, like if a star player is not – yeah. Okay. Yeah. So – I don't know. Okay, I'll come back to you, but I'm
there's no bet that can be on this side that is better than that.
We'll figure out our own bets on something else.
I kept saying uniform. I don't know why.
Yeah. That was a bad decision on your part.
It's all right, uniform.
You got to choose your words carefully. So that is your Bird Brains pod until we decide to give you another one. Eat it.